Head movement!
My aunt had to say
I had a long road back with you, fear me.
This is number one bullshit.
Absolutely, man. I'm about to give him coast to coast ass whooping. I'm gonna make him go face down, ass up once again.
It's the air of it all, baby. I slammed the door when I come into the
bedroom. Cool.
We're live, bro.
Sweet.
Is that way better?
Definitely. Yeah, that's actually way better.
Awesome.
Whatever you did.
Yeah, I turned the gain way down.
It'd be fun if you did nothing.
I turned the gain way down.
Turn it down. If
I'm
trying to pull up these fights right now, whether being weird.
Like even more? Do I need to turn it down more?
No, you're perfect. No, totally perfect.
What episode is this? This is episode. This is our first technically quarantined episode.
Actually, like but, being by ourselves.
Yeah, but you're actually the only reason we're not together is because you're in a different state.
Yeah, I'd take a little vacay.
Our last quarantine life was on 4/22, 2 days after 4/20. We didn't do a 4/20 podcast. How sad.
4/20 was almost like canceled this year, basically. No one gave a fuck.
Yeah. Everybody was... Well, every day's
too much going on. Oh, no shit. That's what I was telling like my parents about this whole lockdown thing. It's like, yeah, my life didn't change at all. At all.
Really? Honestly, you didn't. No. I still go to work. I still come home. I still get paid every 2 weeks. Actually, it's kind of nice. I get paid every week now. So it's even better.
Dude, my life literally didn't change.
Yeah, that's...
Like, I mean...
Sick, bro.
I was at home playing video games, getting stoned anyways. Now the rest of the country is like me.
Well, thanks to our awesome sponsors, Nuview Pharma, we've been able to... keep up with the, I guess not keep up, but fill our time with dubious amounts of
our needs, desires, wants.
Well, I've been watching a lot of like old movies. I know you've been watching a lot of anime during this whole quarantine. We've been in quarantine, I think now, 52 days, bro.
Well, dude, even anime's on standby. Like, there's no episodes of shit coming out. Yeah, unless, like, the ones I'm watching are on break just randomly, which happens. You know, they take a week off or what.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
the show had taken 2 weeks off, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. Middle of the season. So I'm just guessing they're all on backed up.
Which is weird because some shit is getting pushed even further, but other stuff is, like, coming back.
I know.
But it's the stuff that people are causing a fuss about on the internet that's coming back. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like, we want sports. We want, okay, fine.
Did you watch the UFC the other night?
No, I didn't. I didn't even fucking order it. I didn't even want to stream it because I don't want to get a virus on my brand new computer.
Oh, no, I just bought it.
Yeah, I know. I should have just fucking asked you. I just didn't want to spend the $65 for it to be a shitty, you know, card.
For but sure.
I knew it wasn't. I knew the main event wasn't going to be shitty. I should have done is fucking money on Justin Gaethje, which is what I wanted to do.
Yeah, you definitely should have.
Yeah, I wonder if Jeremy won anything.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I was supposed to do a podcast with him, but never heard back. But he's a busy man with his puppies. Oh, dude, I wanted to say something about this. It's in my hand right now, cold and ready to be drank. Hold on.
Oh, what you got?
Fucking good old trusty PBR. It was only $9.99 for a 12-pack.
Dude, that's a good deal.
It is a good deal, bro.
That's a good deal.
I love PBR. Emily thinks PBR is better than Keystone, which I think is a lateral.
Yeah, I'd say it's equivalent. You can hand me either one, and I feel the same, to be honest.
I don't know. I'd say I'm a little more excited about a PBR.
I think they're rare. Just because, you know.
Yeah, just because I know what a Keystone is. Like, if you're gonna give me a Keystone, fuck that. Give me a Coors Light.
True.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yes. Yeah, it's beer, but I'm still old enough now to be able to buy Coors Light. I don't have to steal Keystone from my local Walmart.
Very true. Very, very true. And you didn't feel
as a teenager because it was cheap. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the only time you have PBR is if you buy it. Or if it's like an idea, you know?
But yeah, poor
if
man.
Someone random bro. Hands you a fucking PBR, it's like, holy shit, you buy PBR too? Oh.
Yeah, it's like, we're going to be friends. You're poor like I am? I'm just kidding.
You have shitty taste in beer? Yeah.
It's not even shitty. It's hipster, bro. Everybody thinks it's cool. There's PBR.
Funny, though, like,
PBR all hat.
American beer tastes like shit, apparently.
Oh, it does. Very much so. It tastes like metal.
I love it all that. Tastes I don't like know metal. The difference, though.
Oh, bro. I love Irish beer. Smithwick's. Oh, of course. Dude, when you get back, we're going to Abbey's, and you're getting a Smithwick's, you're getting a fucking two shots of JMO IPA and a fucking game. And we're going to get some appetizers and we're going to get fucking white girl wasted. We're going to fucking karaoke. We're going to fucking woohoo there. It's going to be a great time. Emily
brings a tear to my eye.
Keisha needs to come. And Emily and I and you and Keisha double date to fucking Abby's and get fucking good old happy time. We find a nice young lady for, you know, Jeremy to, you know, whoa.
Hang out with? Woo, woo. Whoa. Do you mean woo? I think you mean woo.
No, I burped at this. Yeah, woo. I know. That's a stupid excuse.
Yeah,
bro, guess what? Speaking of getting high, let's talk about firearms. I bought that AR and it's fucking awesome, man. I bought so our listeners know, I bought a Ruger AR 5.56, 16.1 inch barrel, and it is fucking beautiful. It's brown. It's
16.1.
It's 16.1. I think the suppressor makes it.
Suppressor on it?
Flash suppressor, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking badass.
Yeah, dog. Actually, I think it's a compensator.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You ain't wrong. Yeah, it's a compensator. It's not a flash suppressor. I'm an idiot. Fucking Catum.
You remember how long the M4 barrel is?
I think it's like 15.8 inches. Hold on.
I want to say under 17 it's classified as carbine. For some reason, that's what I want to say. I like how these fights are supposed to start at 5, but I'm still watching Bisbing talk to this other dude.
What did I say? 15 point something?
You said for the 4 was, 15. Yeah.
15.4. I don't know, maybe. Yeah, it's 14.5. You were correct.
I was correct. No, I didn't say
with that. With a rapid rate of fire, with a rapid rate of fire of 710 to 950 rounds per minute, likely. Bro, what's cool about, like, us firing those weapons, like the M4, the M9, the 240, and the 249, is we're at the end of the time of their service.
They're getting rid of all those guns?
Eventually, they're phasing out. They're going to phase out the M4 with a bullpup. I guarantee it. Look at what Europe has.
Yeah.
And everybody out here has been investing into the little fucking pistol bullpups. We need something a little bit more inexpensive because our military is getting massive. We need something with, you know,
They already
not necessarily the smaller. Yeah, they have that new SIG, fucking M17. Yeah,
dude, I was on a like it was a traffic stop course, but it was geared towards like shit's gonna hit the fan. Like everyone had sim rounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
like a fucking doomsday scenario.
Yeah, everyone's wearing masks, you know, crotch guards, shit like that. So you roll up as a cop.
Simunitions.
Yeah, you play it cool from the beginning, but you roll up. Anyway, there was a and then like, yeah, the guy's supposed to try to shoot you, whatever, shit like that. You know, random shit's supposed to go down. But it was with other agencies, and there was a couple of Texas troopers out there, and one of the dude was talking about how this was before the Army had changed to the SIG, but he's like, look at this. All this weapon is the trigger system. And he takes the whole gun apart, and he goes, I can change that barrel to a 9, to a 40, to a 45. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Yeah, he's like, the whole weapon system is this trigger system. Yeah, in the slide. I was like, that's cool.
They have that. Yeah, the M17, the actual SIG Sauer manufacturing name is called the P320, and it won that competition because I think Beretta put in for the APX because they were going. The Army wanted to go to a striker fired pistol.
Yes,
and so they went. They went with I think Beretta. They went with SIG, and then what was the other one? I think HK was another contract.
Probably.
I can't remember. This was fucking 2015, 16. Mm-hmm.
It was a while ago. I remember that.
Yeah, it was 2017. January 2017 is when the Army switched. So that fucking pistol is awesome. But what pistol I really want, because I'm thinking, bro, I'm thinking about something, Dill. I'm thinking we get into some 3-gun competitions and make an Heirs of the Dog team, and we make our own fucking shirts.
That'd be cool.
And you and I just go and fucking win competitions shooting. Because we win
3-gun's fun.
We're really good at fucking beer pong overseas. You might as well fucking. Have we ever told that story on the podcast about?
I don't think so.
Anyway, it's a short story. Of you and I overseas fucking drinking near beer on
Impact. Yeah, day. Yeah. So the stars just came
out. Yeah,
alive.
Bro. Like, it was great.
It was weird. It was awesome. Everything just had to, like, because we were there on St. Paddy's Day.
And it was like, stop, dude. You pissed off? He's just barking for no reason. Emily's not even home yet. Oh, by the way, Emily's going to be home soon, so they might bark and fucking get loud for a second. So I'll just mute my mic.
Okay.
So I might be gone for a few seconds, but
talk to myself for a couple.
Yeah, seconds. Just plug our sponsors.
Andre
talk
about Arlovsky. Talk about what?
RTF Sports, and we need to apologize to RTF Sports for missing the past 2 weeks.
We're sorry.
I'm sorry. Anyways, whatever. We're gonna keep consistent with, you know, we gotta figure it out now mobily. Like,
yeah, life is good.
Yeah, life is good. Anyway, we were talking about guns, bro. 3-gun. What would your 3-gun be? Because you know a little bit about manufacturers and different brands of weapons and shit.
Yeah, but not enough to like.
You haven't shot enough.
Give a fuck what's in my hand, yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, I haven't shot. I've shot a lot, but I've shot like one gun a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you shot the 9 a lot.
Yeah, and I have a Smith & Wesson handgun that I've shot.
I say the 9. I'm like, you shoot the 9 a lot. You're like, what? Which one, dumbass? Everybody just assumes, like, if you're in the military and you're like, yeah, the 9, everybody just knows the Beretta 92FS because that's what everybody had.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you know, dude, even like new Berettas are so much different than the shit you get issued.
Oh, yeah, the shit you get.
Remember? So it's like you don't know what gun you're shooting unless you've shot it a few times.
Remember my Beretta in Afghanistan? The trigger wouldn't go back out.
I remember the. I remember exactly why too.
Yeah, because I thought I knew what the fuck I was doing. I was like, hey, Dylan, guess what? I'm going to be Catum someday. Hey, guess what, Dylan?
I think that was the day you decided to do it, too. I thought that was the day you decided to not be Catum.
No, that was the day I decided, hey, this is wrong. I want to figure out how to fix this.
I remember sitting there going, well, I guess we're down a gun.
And then I just remember doing like the function check on it after putting it back. And I was like,
hey, man. I guess, okay, we can start. Hey, man, Johnny wanted to. We were bored as shit in a Humvee sitting in the middle of a parking lot in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. Right. And we got whoever had the great idea. I don't know. Well, it was just to clean, because we had these little cleaning kits they give you, you know.
Yeah, little zipper
definitely
ones.
Definitely not supposed to clean your shit on post, but whatever.
Yeah, your weapon in Afghanistan on post should not be taken apart. Yeah.
Johnny decides to cat and clean his fucking weapon.
I never done
so
it.
I take the barrel apart, take magnet, you know, all that shit. Barrel's gone. But Johnny wanted to go, trigger is off. Fucking.
Dude. What I wanted to do, I did what Elderkin taught me, because Elderkin was the Catum guy at our base, and he was attached to my team, and he was like, hey, O'Neal, you want to go Catum, right? And then remember, we did the 240 in that little fucking Connex that all of us watched a fuck ton of movies on that little ass fucking TV on. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That Connex at fucking, what was it, ECP Whiskey, I think it was? I'll never forget ECP Whiskey, because it was the ECP where all the shit went down at. Hold on, Emily's not coming home. Plug it.
We're gonna give a shout out to our sponsors, good old Nuvu Pharma, hooking us up with the best weed we could ever possibly hope for, especially in these trying times of individuals being sick. You got stuff in your lungs. Nobody wants to hear all that, but just get stoned. Life is good. New View Pharma. We also like to give a shout out to RTF Sports Network, hooking us up all the time with all the sports that we're not seeing nowadays. I'm watching live sports right now, though, to be honest. UFC's got their shit going on.
And we're back. Okay. And just so you know, I don't know if you care, but there's a NFL draft, I think, happening or about to happen or has already happened. See how much I care?
Yeah, I do see how much I care.
Oh, no. It happened. Yes, I know it happened, because the Broncos got two wide receivers. That's the only reason I care.
Oh, and Jeremy was pissed too, yeah, because the Eagles didn't pick up fucking anybody. They picked up like a secondary quarterback.
I know, and they want to run a two offense or two quarterback offense.
It's so stupid, dude. The only thing that beat them last year was their fucking D-backs were terrible.
Oh yeah, and when they played the freaking Red Wings in the championship, I thought that they were gonna win on two freaking home runs, but you know, who knows? Golf is golf.
When the Mud Dogs won the Bourbon Bowl?
You remember when the Mud Dogs won the Bourbon Bowl? Do you? You remember when Bobby Boucher, but you come back and the Mud Dogs won the Bourbon Bowl? Do you? Oh, and I like school. I fucking
have you
love.
Watched this MJ documentary.
Michael Jackson, yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Neverland. No, just. Yeah, no, I've watched like the first episode. No, I know that there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people going crazy about it. Okay, bro.
I wasn't on that train.
No, I thought Michael Jordan was cool for Space Jam. That's about it.
Yeah, I thought it was cool when I was watching it as a kid on the Bulls. You know, that was really it. I didn't know.
Bro, I didn't even like basketball like that. I just watched.
No, I didn't either. I was just watching it with my dad. For some reason, his team was the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, he was? Yeah, okay. So I understand that. My parents' team was they were all Lakers fans. So I grew up actually watching Kobe. So I actually watched games of Kobe Bryant and Shaq and like throwback games of Shaq? Well, when Kobe played with Shaq. I wish I would have watched the games with Shaq, because that would have meant that I was playing in the NBA.
Yeah.
With Shaq and Kobe as a 3 and 4 year old.
That's a movie I watched.
That's a movie. Dude, I'll watch it.
The movie Rookie of the Year.
Do you remember the movie? You remember the movie Bedazzled, where he turns into a basketball? Oh, bro, with Brendan Fraser.
No,
bro, you are sleeping on this movie right now. Holy shit!
I don't know Bedazzled. What
you're
talking about,
bro. Bedazzled.
I'm talking about Rookie of the Year.
Oh, I'm talking about some gay shit.
Have you seen that movie, the Disney movie?
Yes, Rookie. No, it's called The Rookie.
No, it's The Rookie. I just watched it. It's The Rookie of the Year. No, two different movies. Two different movies. Two different movies.
Not the one with the what's his nuts?
Who's that?
The pitcher.
The pitcher?
Yeah, The Rookie, yeah, where he throws a fucking 98-mile-an-hour ball.
Yeah, he's a 12-year-old.
Oh, Rookie of the – no, that's his son. Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad.
Oh,
he's wait, this kid a, from Two and a Half Men.
That's the sequel.
What? Did we just fucking unlock something?
Because in the
Monkey of the Year,
that kid's dad is gone, and he was a professional baseball player. He was a pitcher.
Oh my god!
If that is for real thing, I've never put two and two together.
Oh, my brain hurts. I don't know.
But yeah, he breaks his arm, and then apparently his tendons heal all like stiff, so he can throw like a 100-mile fastball. So they put him in the majors.
Oh man, that's his son. What the fuck is his name?
The kid. What?
What's the name of the actor that's in The Rookie? Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, it's Michael Keaton, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it's Michael Keaton.
I don't want to Google it, but I guess I could.
Yeah. 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 The baseball. Yeah, Dennis Quaid. Fucking A. It's
Quaid?
Dennis Quaid. Jesus fucking Christ.
Are you thinking of that Field of Dreams?
No, bro. Field of Dreams does not have Dennis Quaid. Field of Dreams has Jesus.
It's Dennis.
No, it's not. It's fucking, what's his name? Kevin Costner. Jesus fucking
Christ. Waterworld. Yeah, you're right. Damn it. I used to drive by that field all the time. Not all the time, but a couple times.
The Field of Dreams?
Yeah, literally. It's still a field.
Whoa.
It's in Iowa. Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I think. Yeah, can I? Let's go.
Yeah, it's cool. Ready? It's. I mean, it's. You know, you've seen it before, but
I've seen the movie once.
Yeah. So I mean, you've seen it.
Once you've seen it, once you've seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah, basically. Really good movie, dude. I have new like found love for Disney Plus. I've never liked Disney Plus until like this week.
Oh, bro, yeah, like old Disney movies on there.
That I used to get from, like, the public library as a child. Yeah,
I used to dig through my dad's laser disc collection.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, what I'm talking about.
What am I watching? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes.
Great movie.
Are there the Apple Dumpling Gang?
The what?
The Apple Dumpling Gang?
Yes.
The Apple Dumpling Gang is the shit. freaking The Rocketeer.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is good. The Sound of Music.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I really like The Sound of Music. How can you hate her voice? The answer is you can't. You cannot hit her voice. Julia Andrews?
Oh, a deer, a female deer.
Ray.
Golden sun.
I'll skip to, sometimes when I'm feeling froggy, I'll just skip to the, what's that song? Where they're feeling, the feel good song, where they're feeling happy.
Oh, come like, on, get thunderstorm
happening. No. There's a thunderstorm happening.
I don't remember.
When the bee stings. When I'm feeling sad. These are, Oh, what a good this song, dude.
I have.
I don't know why. I have not watched that movie. Honestly, I can't tell you the middle or the end. I know the beginning. I know the songs. I kind of know up until that song, to be honest. It's a 3-hour long movie, bro.
Yeah, it's like Full Metal Jacket. I know up until
Me Love You Long Time.
Yeah. Very well.
Sucky. Especially like I can't do a 3-hour musical. I really can't do an hour and a half musical.
I can't do a 30-minute musical.
Yeah, I mean the songs better be good.
If I'm in the musical, then I'm fucking happy because I'm singing. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm the dude singing. You know what I'm saying?
You're the dude playing the dude. Disguised as another dude.
And that's what I need. That's what I need in my life, bro. You know, speaking of dude playing another dude, you know that making another Encino Man, dude.
Oh no, shit!
Encino Man 2, Return to the Wheeze.
It really makes me want to watch Biodome.
Oh, bro, Biodome. We watched Biodome the other night for the first time. Emily's never seen it, and she realized how far we've come as male culture.
It is one of those movies, for sure.
It's just like, wow, you can't say that anymore.
You cannot make that movie nowadays, for sure not.
Yeah, for sure not. Absolutely. Oh, man.
In the Army Now, it doesn't get made. There's a lot of movies like that that just don't get made nowadays. And I guess that's a sacrifice we had to make. I don't know.
Zero National Lampoon movies are made.
National Lampoon?
Yeah. Not one National Lampoon's movie is made.
Nope. What was the other one that was like that? Van Wilder.
That's a National Lampoon?
Is it? Yeah, you're right. Well, what was the one... There was National Lampoon, and then there was another series. I'm thinking of
Scout. She keeps fucking ripping up the goddamn comforter, and it's gonna piss me off.
American Pie. I'm
sorry. Yes, American Pie is. Yes, I.
That might happen. I'm gonna try to find the first American Pie movie. That might be a movie tonight.
I can't remember his dad's name.
Eugene. Is it Eugene Levy?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the character's name though?
No idea. It's been a while. I couldn't tell you. I know the plot of that movie, but I couldn't tell you what happens really.
July. He's trying a hot dog real fast.
How are you so good at that?
Bro. I love her in Click, bro. Do you remember her in Click?
Oh yeah.
When he mutes her, starts crying. she reminds me so much of somebody in my family that I can't mention, but it's so great.
Oh god, dude, those movies are so great.
Fucking Stifler. Oh man.
Rick and Morty had a Click reference the other day in their last episode or the one before it.
Say that again?
Rick and Morty had a Click reference.
Oh really?
Yeah. I only saw it the second time I watched through it, yesterday.
Really? Are you squeezing ketchup out of a bottle or something?
No, I just realized it was happening every time I turn my head. It's a fucking zipper I have on.
Oh,
yeah.
It sounds like your air is escaping between you. the ketchup.
Just getting some ketchup.
Yep.
Just getting some ketchup. I do some Heinz. Ketchup. Sponsored by Heinz.
Heinz. Get some.
I don't think we can say that. But
Heinz.
People. Heinz. Not enough people watch us for it to make a difference to Heinz. The whole 20-something plays we get every episode.
I could make a dope Heinz commercial.
It's a start. I'm really enjoying the slow climb in our analytics.
I like that word.
Yeah, bro. Hey, speaking of analytics, let's analyze the fucking UFC 249 card.
Have you seen them?
I have not. I have seen highlights. So this is really terrible, and maybe we should cover it on the next episode.
No, I watched them. It's great. They were great. I mean, highlights are enough for sure. I mean, you probably saw the entire Francis Ngannou fight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just the big fucking overhand, right?
I was listening to Shab talk about how his team was pissed. Huh?
Was it an uppercut? Or was it overhand?
Whatever you caught him with. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. I think overhand left, maybe. Fucking 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a fun one. Fucking Henry Cejudo retiring.
Yeah. Tired off of Dominic.
I'm trying so hard not to make that happen. Did you see that stoppage?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I heard it. I heard about it, and I'm just gross. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess it is Henry Cejudo's way of going out. Like, yikes.
Yeah, he's done.
Bro, you questionably retained the belt. And then you're going to retire like you're the king of shit? Like, what the fuck? Like, dude, you've been in the UFC a whole fucking 2 seconds.
Look at what he's accomplished. It's pretty crazy, though.
Oh, no, I'm not knocking him by any means. I'm just saying, it's like, eh. I just don't like him. Buddy. He's not a personable dude whatsoever.
No, you're right. I feel the same way, but it's like you look at his career and he's the youngest dude to ever hold an Olympic wrestling gold medal after winning state tournaments, you know, in high school.
Yeah.
And then he gets the belt, not the belt, sorry, he wins gold, retires from wrestling, joins the UFC, wins three belts in like fucking 6 years.
Yeah.
It's insane. And then he's like, deuces. His retirement's probably final, too. Like, he doesn't hang out a lot.
Yeah, TKO in the second round. Last 2 seconds of the round.
I didn't like that at all. I could understand the stoppage.
Is that her? Who's the ref on that?
No, it wasn't her, Dean. It was the dude who's got sleeves. He always wears the slick-down comb over. He's got the line in his hair.
Is it fucking Mark Stanhope up Goddard?
Oh, mate. No. Was it? Fuck, was it? I don't think so. I don't remember, dude. I don't think so, though. But I am describing. No. I feel like I'm describing his fucking Mark coach. Stanhope with Goddard. For sure. Yeah,
you are. Yeah, you are. Fucking old coach, his coach, fucking, what's his name? Henry Cejudo's coach. Wears the fucking douchey white glasses.
I don't know his name.
I'm sorry, but anybody that wears white glasses, you need to get your ass kicked at least once.
I mean, you're looking to get made
fun of. You're a Chad.
You're a Chad. Or if you wear Brad, white glasses. You know.
Brad wears wood frame glasses. Oh. Chad's all about the white. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Brad wears sandals. Chad wears fucking DCs.
BCs.
DCs, like DC shoes. Like Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? I'm Rob Dyrdek. Why are they making this name?
Sperry's and Chad wears Echo.
Sure. I guess if they were from Iowa.
No, people don't wear Sperry's in Iowa. It's like a boat thing.
No. People wear Sperry's in Colorado, which is totally not understandable because there's not much ocean.
No, here. Not much. Not much at all.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess there is a lot of boating out here, though, like wakeboarding and lakes and shit. Lake stuff, so I sure. guess you can get away with it. Yeah.
I feel like they're like a yacht thing.
Henry Carlos Cejudo is an American mixed martial artist and freestyle wrestler. He went to Coronado High School here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Oh, Coronado. What was their, what's their mascot? The Cougars? The Coronado Cougars? Pretty sure that's what they are.
Cougars.
They are. They are Cougars. Cejudo is a Cougar.
But I wish that
not in the feminine way.
Would have continued.
Like, he goes
fucking 2 seconds left, dude. That pissed me off. I was kind of pissed, real mad actually. I hate it when anything happens at the end of the round. Don't give up a takedown at the end of the round. Don't give up points at the end of the round. Especially don't fucking lose at the end of the round. Like, I get if you got no control over it, for sure. But god damn, that pissed me off.
I definitely don't understand. I think if that was Herb Dean, because he was the one that was at the main event, wasn't he? He was the main event ref. Or the main card ref. Was Cejudo even on the main card?
Yeah, he was. Well, yeah, it was championship fight. Okay.
Yeah, it had to have been.
It was a co-main. But, yeah.
Was there a female fight at all on there?
I didn't see any. No, not on that main card.
That's kind of rare.
Main card. I watched Cowboy Cerrone lose to fucking Anthony Pettis.
Oh yeah, Anthony Pettis. That I heard that was a brawl.
It was questionable. I think Cowboy could have beat him, and you know any other judges. That's what's so weird about this sport.
Yeah, I feel like they fought before. Haven't they fought before though?
I think. I mean, they've both been fighting for like 10 years. 25 years.
Yeah, Anthony Pettis has been super active lately. Both of them have been super active.
I feel like they both lose a lot.
Like, but they're brawl. Like, they lose, but they whoop the shit out of the other person. The other person's not leaving, you know, fucking unscathed by any means. Like, who was it? Pettis and Gaethje fought, right?
Talking about Pettis and Tony.
It was Pettis and
Ferguson.
Pettis and Tony. And then it was Pettis and
I think this
or no. It was Gaethje and fucking
Dustin Poirier.
Raging Al. No, Raging Al.
That's what's crazy. And Gaethje lost to Pettis. Not Pettis, Poirier.
Dude, yes. Dude, all of these fights are mixing together. There were so many good fights. Episode's gonna be.
Gaethje's style of fighting just tears up Tony, dude. I was like, holy shit, watching that fight. That was insane.
I need to watch the whole thing just because I from what I heard, that was I think the most significant strikes in a UFC fight.
Yeah, in history. It was like he was fucking hitting him with a baseball bat every time. And there's no one in the crowd, so you just hear everything smacking against his head.
Oh man, it's exactly what Tony Ferguson wants to go home and freaking listen to, and listen to techno music dancing around his house on a fucking yoga ball.
I'm excited for the return of Tony Ferguson. Playing darts.
Oh, dude, he's gonna come back and be the guy that just he doesn't give a shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's gonna come back and be like, "Oh, you want to be in the UFC? Yeah. Okay."
Did you see the stoppage? Oh, dude, it's eerie.
Was he still going?
Yeah, it's really eerie. He because he's getting beat up, and you know, Tony's giving it back to him too. Like, he hit him with an uppercut that put him on the ground at the end of the round. If it was in the middle of the round, he might have won the fight, you know? And it was just, oh, these fights are starting. And he don't, I mean, he just keeps getting hit. So it's the fucking fourth round, maybe, early on in the round. And Gaethje is just cool, calm, collected, just keeps cracking him. Just keeps cracking him. Like a heavy bag. And just Tony's face, turns unrecognizable, just covered in blood. And he's trying to, like swing the blood out of his eyes, like, by shaking his head. But you can tell that he's not doing it. Like, you can when he shakes his head, dude, there's no one there. So it's like his body and his brain. Well, his body was telling his mind. You know that 40% rule that the like special forces guys talk about. Like, when you want to quit, you've got 40% left easily. Like, when your brain says we're done, your body can easily go 40% farther. Well, it was like his they met together and were like, yeah. This is a good idea to shut this dude off. And when he shakes his head, you can tell there's just no one home anymore, and it's weird. And it's like, whoa. And then Gaethje hits him again, and he's up against the cage, and Herbine's seen enough. He's like, yeah, we're fucking done. Standing TKO, dude. It's crazy. He shakes his head like, whoa, and it's just like a zombie.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy. I'm going to watch it because – just the mind of Tony Ferguson, it really fucking intrigues me, bro.
Yeah.
Really. Like, just for the simple fact of being able to go as long as he went.
Well, undefeated, any of those punches Gaethje hit would put anyone to sleep. And it's a known fact.
Well, not only that.
Like, the dude hits hard.
Well, they're both fucking powerhouses when it comes to fucking significant strikes. They both have that. Like, Gaethje has definitely become more of a household name, and, you know, become more of, you know, in the limelight with that, just because he hasn't had his, you know, time to shine like Tony has. And I think it is, bro. I think Justin's going to steamroll Habib.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility.
I think Gaethje Connor fight. I think Gaethje fucking either this is what happens, bro. They make this Gaethje Connor fight, and Connor's been ducking Gaethje like no other. And you know it. We all know it. He's coming off of fucking 2 years of, you know, not fighting and then fighting Donald Cerrone.
You need a tune-up fight. Get a tune-up fight in there. Maybe, you know, a couple tune-up fights.
For sure. But don't come in here trying to act like you can fucking win the interim title against somebody that you never even fought. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's
two people fights, that he's sure never
even fought. Saying he can beat these dudes.
For sure, but I get it, but like, I'm over it now. As a actual fan of the sport, like,
I think Connor beats him, bro. Yeah,
I think Connor beats him.
I think so. I think he still does.
I'm just tired of Connor talking. I'm just ready for him to fight. You know what I'm saying?
Cannot come soon enough.
I think I'm just sour. I'm just a sour fan. I'm just a sour UFC fan. I want Connor back in the octagon. And I'm never getting off the Connor train, bro. You know that. I'm gonna talk shit about him like he's family, and I'm gonna praise him like he's a brother. Sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, never off the train.
Yeah.
never
off the train. But it might be fucking shoveling coal in the back. Fucking,
it might be some hard times. You know,
doing some work. Yeah, but the train never stops. Don't stop the beat. Like, I can't control my feet. People. Yeah, bro. I introduced that song to somebody today at work, and they did not know it was a Danish band, and I informed them. You would be proud. I tell everybody about that because it's a popular American song, and nobody knows it's Danish. Like I learned them. Anyway, I don't know why that popped into my head. But anyways,
That'll be Connor.
Connor Gagey.
Yeah, it'll see. Who fights. Masvidal still needs to fight. He can fight.
Is that Stipe Cormier fight still going on?
Was everything signed? They're just waiting for a date somewhere in the fall. And then I saw. Well, I saw Stipe. Like the issue was his. He had a torn retina, and he wasn't sure if he wanted to even fight, just because it was going to take a while to heal, and it wasn't even worth it, you know, shit like that. But then this pandemic hit, and so now he has to be a firefighter.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have choices.
So this will be the third time they fought then, huh?
It's the rubber match, for sure. Definitely is.
Yeah, well, fucking DC fucking poked Stipe in the goddamn eye. Yeah, that was the second fight. Because Stipe had to go.
Yeah.
Did he? Then I think it might have been the first fight. Because I'm pretty sure DC... I don't know, bro. We watch so much UFC, it's hard to keep track.
DC... That was probably the first fight. The second fight, DC... It was like a TKO, standing TKO. He hit him with like three liver shots that DC just couldn't handle. Like in a row. He just kept digging at him. Pop! He'd fucking faint a little bit. Pop!
Freaking fat boy.
He'd faint a little bit. He's like, just crippled his ass.
Hit me right in the freaking oatmeal cream pie.
Yeah, he put on a clinic, dude.
I know that boy DC likes some oatmeal cream pies. He likes some oatmeal cream pie, and he likes some Cane's chicken. Bro, that Cane's last time chicken I had is so cheese, good.
It did not agree with me. I don't know what happened. Yeah, like a half hour. Really? I had to come out.
Tried?
I was pissed.
That sucks, bro. That sucks.
Like, what the hell? But whatever.
Yeah, fuckers.
And that was like 3 weeks ago, so I thought for sure I had coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
Give me a guess. Colby Covington fights who?
What was that?
Where? And...
Whoa, that's kind
of... Are you on your laptop?
That's a... Looking good old Brett.
You should sign into your ESPN and watch these fights with me. This would be a good heavyweight fight. Chase Brett Sherman Okamoto. What's MS for states? Mississippi? Missouri? Missouri is MS. Yeah, you're right.
Mississippi. That's where fucking good old Jason Knight's from. Biloxi, Mississippi, I think, is where he's from. No, he's not from Biloxi.
Isn't he from Alabama? Oh, you're right. He is Mississippi.
No, Jason Knight? Yeah, he's from Mississippi. He's from Diberville. Diberville? I can't fucking say it right.
Who? The kid?
P. Sherman, 42, yeah, Wallaby Way, Sydney?
Because they might be out of the same camp then.
Oh, no, you're talking about Caleb Harris?
Who you're talking about.
Caleb Harris. I'm talking about Bare Knuckle. But both of them are from Mississippi.
No, these are UFC fights on right now.
Yeah, but I'm talking about people that we've interviewed. We've interviewed both of those dudes. Shout out to Caleb Harris and fucking Jason Knight, if they're listening. We want to have you guys back on. Hey, say what's up to us.
Howdy.
Let us know what kind of beer you're drinking. And
dude, that last...
Say, hey,
I remember that last fucking video. Say, Jason Knight talking about how to beat up somebody in a bathroom during a video of him beating someone up in a bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was from like a year ago. What's his name? His fucking marketing dude posted that. That dude is fucking hilarious, bro. Jason Knight would be a fun dude to go out like and party with. Like go to like somewhere like San Antonio or like Tempe where there's a bunch of fucking loudmouth people that just don't understand.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
life.
And just be the dude. Just be the dude that watches him just go off on people. And you and I are just buying drinks all night. We just buy him drinks. Like, bro, that was awesome the way you fucked that dude up in the last bar. That's great. Pretty sure you killed that last dude, man. I'm pretty sure he's dead. Oh, fuck. Well, I'm thinking next episode we do our top 25. No, not that many. Let's do our top 10 UFC fights of all time. So kind of go through your little mental archives of all your favorite fights, and we will conglomerate and collaborate next week, because you're home with your mom and dad drinking Miller.
No. What do your parents drink? So right now it's Milwaukee's best, baby.
That's what fucking sale. I fucking love
not
that.
Bush. Milwaukee's best.
Milwaukee's best.
Yeah,
is that PBR.
A fucking slogan? Not Bush. Damn it. Fucking. It's not Miller either. Not Michelob. Fuck no, not Michelob. Oh, it's gonna piss me off. I got a computer right in front of me.
Natural light.
I think it starts with an M. Dude, we both know it so easily. It's gonna piss me off.
Beers that start with M.
I know. As soon as
Miller, Michelob.
I literally just Googled.
Hey, Emily.
What?
What are beers that start with M?
But Michelob's a no.
Blue Moon starts with a B.
I want to say it's a.
Beers that start with M.
Can't stop.
Don't stop the beat. I can't stop. We're going to figure this out.
We are.
Alphabetical list of beers.
No.
Modelo? No. Yeah, it's a freaking Iowa staple.
I believe it.
Yeah.
What website are you on?
Got to see. Thebeerguy.ca.
Because I found a list that's exactly that, but it's not the same website. So we're good.
Okay, I found it. Michelob. Millennium. Miller. Miller High Life.
No.
Molson. Oh man, Molson's good. That's a Canadian.
I got everybody on this.
We already said Modelo. Emily's fucking searching.
Come on. Maybe it doesn't start with an M.
Are you sure it's an M?
No.
Is it Moose Drool?
No.
No. Is it?
I can tell you. Okay. Okay.
Odulis?
Oh, you know what I'm gonna do? Fucking I'm gonna, beer. I remember the fucking can. If it's not, doesn't start with an L, an M, I'm gonna be embarrassed.
What's the can?
Beer with. It's the beer with the pinup girl on it. Let's see. No, not Old Firehouse. Old Milwaukee. Old Mill, dude.
Scout.
You hear me?
God, you make me sick.
I'm embarrassed.
I guess it doesn't start with an M, but I mean,
it's, yeah. I mean, exactly. It's old. Yeah. It's so old in Milwaukee.
We got a pass, but we kind of don't have a pass. Because I definitely should have thought of that.
Old Milwaukee. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know. Dylan fucked up. He didn't give us the O first.
I thought we were just in agreement.
No, it's my fault.
Well, it definitely wasn't Blue Moon.
Blue Moon. Yeah, it definitely wasn't Blue Moon. Duh.
Duh. Oh, I come back to this. UFC.
Why is the dog pacing?
One dude's dead on the ground.
Down.
Leg kick.
Can you help me?
Cause... Oh, with knees. No, elbow. Damn. Kudos.
What happened? Leg kick?
I started with a leg kick, but he had him. Oh, dude, he had him against the fence and started beating him with elbows. Ouch. Have fun with that.
Oh, man. I'm glad we figured out that beer.
Almost right in time, too. We're at like 55 minutes.
It was bothering me. Oh, we are.
Yeah, that would have made me. Good thing I know how to Google, you know, and use my brain.
Yeah, man, Google's a great thing. I don't even know what we talked about. Like, what did we talk about?
Talk about fights.
Yeah.
Talked about fights.
Yeah, we did. We talked about we definitely talked about the NFL draft. Let's make sure we double touch on that.
Shit happened.
It's important. Yeah, the Broncos got two wide receivers, and the Eagles made a poor choice on quarterbacks. Maybe, I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, might have been a good choice. I guess we'll find out. Yep, we'll find out next time on this episode.
Get you some
of Here's the Dog. Get you some. I don't even know what episode is this. We didn't even say. I like to say it every time.
Or
I don't know. Hold on. 14. I'm going to episodes. I'm going to episodes, and it is episode. It's episode it's episode 18, baby. Episode 18. On episode 20, we're doing a giveaway.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you listen to this,
you can
you
have
want it. Let us know. You can have it. Yeah. Okay. Cool. What do you say at the end of every podcast? I can't.